Test 4, Paper 2, Listening. Part 2. You will hear a man giving a talk about a steam railway. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for Part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome. I'm just going to say a few words to explain what the Steam Railways Club is about, and then you can go and see for yourselves. My own love of the steam railways is long-standing. Before I started university, I went to stay with my grandfather for a few weeks. He had an enormous toy train set, a real kid's dream, and we spent hours playing with it. I've been fascinated ever since. These days, I love riding on full-size trains, and I'm hoping to get trained as a driver of steam trains. Meanwhile, I'm the Steam Railways Club's chairman, which keeps me quite busy. We have a comprehensive website, which my son runs for the club, and there's all sorts of information on there, as well as a library of pictures. OK, well, the Steam Railways Club runs its own trains on the old line here. The first train company was taken over in 1948 and incorporated into the regional company. But many lines in the region started closing in 1964, and in 1969 it was the turn of this line, which then sat unused for quite a few years. Then a group of us got together to try and do something about the situation, and we formed the Steam Railways Club in 1985. In 1990, we were happy to be transporting real passengers for the first time, with a proper service running to a timetable in 1993. We've had many thousands of passengers now, but we're not stopping there. We'll be buying more old trains and increasing the number of services we provide. Our educational visits for school groups are popular, and we'll be expanding later in the year. Starting this month, you'll also be able to have lunch or dinner on one of our trains. We've nearly finished getting the kitchen ready. Mind you, if you also choose to ride in the driver's cabin, as some people do, you'll need to wash thoroughly before sitting down to eat. The club continues to develop. I believe our role is special. It's lovely to see the way children find trains so interesting. All transport seems to fascinate kids. We're glad that our trains and this station are in active use rather than just preserved in a museum. It's that sense of the past living on through these trains that makes us really proud. Well, that's enough talking from me. Let's go on through and actually see one of the...
Now listen again.
Welcome. I'm just going to say a few words to explain what the Steam Railways Club is about, and then you can go and see for yourselves. My own love of the steam railways is long-standing. Before I started university, I went to stay with my grandfather for a few weeks. He had an enormous toy train set, a real kid's dream, and we spent hours playing with it. I've been fascinated ever since. These days, I love riding on full-size trains, and I'm hoping to get trained as a driver of steam trains. Meanwhile, I'm the Steam Railways Club's chairman, which keeps me quite busy. We have a comprehensive website, which my son runs for the club, and there's all sorts of information on there, as well as a library of pictures. OK, well, the Steam Railways Club runs its own trains on the old line here. The first train company was taken over in 1948 and incorporated into the regional company. But many lines in the region started closing in 1964, and in 1969 it was the turn of this line, which then sat unused for quite a few years. Then a group of us got together to try and do something about the situation, and we formed the Steam Railways Club in 1985. In 1990, we were happy to be transporting real passengers for the first time, with a proper service running to a timetable in 1993. We've had many thousands of passengers now, but we're not stopping there. We'll be buying more old trains and increasing the number of services we provide. Our educational visits for school groups are popular, and we'll be expanding later in the year. Starting this month, you'll also be able to have lunch or dinner on one of our trains. We've nearly finished getting the kitchen ready. Mind you, if you also choose to ride in the driver's cabin, as some people do, you'll need to wash thoroughly before sitting down to eat. The club continues to develop. I believe our role is special. It's lovely to see the way children find trains so interesting. All transport seems to fascinate kids. We're glad that our trains and this station are in active use rather than just preserved in a museum. It's that sense of the past living on through these trains that makes us really proud. Well, that's enough talking from me. Let's go on through and actually see one of the...
That is the end of part 2.